The zip code is 48217. Studies by environmental scientists find that 48217 is the most polluted zip code in the entire state of Michigan. It's the zip for the Boynton neighborhood in southwest Detroit, perched right next to the Marathon Refinery, the one that refines tar sands oil that comes from Canada. The byproduct of that tar sands refining, those huge piles of pet coke, the ones that appeared along the banks of the Detroit River last year before being moved out. For the people who call that Boynton neighborhood home, life is a constant struggle of belching smokestacks, terrible odors, worries about what chemicals are being exposed to, and declining property values. Renee Lewis recently reported on life in Michigan's dirtiest zip code for Al Jazeera America. Welcome, Renee.
Thanks for having me.
You know, it is no secret that people who live in southwest Detroit are right smack dab in the middle of a really industrial area, and smokestacks and bad smells go with the territory. But the people who live in Boynton say things have changed since Marathon switched from processing conventional oil to more tar sands oil. How so?
Yeah, they said the air quality got way worse after they started processing tar sands. They said it was never good there, but you just can't compare it to how it is now. I mean, they complain of odors waking them up in the middle of the night in their own homes. And they don't even drink the water from the tap anymore. I interviewed a couple women who live in the neighborhood, and they said they have to buy bottled water.
Now, it's interesting because when you talked to Marathon, they told you you've got a statement that they've reduced emissions by more than 75% since 1999. And the state of Michigan even says every plant around the area emits no more of the soot particles and chemicals that are allowed. And they actually say the state says there's less pollution now than decades ago before modern pollution controls. So how does that all jibe?
Well, some of the residents were talking about how each of the industries in that area get a certain amount of pollution credits. And so if Marathon bought out another industry, they can buy their credits. So they can be increasing the emissions in that area without, you know, having an overall increase. And Marathon is responsible for monitoring its own air emissions. So the residents are saying we need to get an independent monitor to confirm that emissions are really going down.
Renee, you point out in your piece for Al Jazeera that Marathon actually bought out residents of a nearby neighborhood, a neighborhood called Oakwood Heights. They ripped the houses down. They made a buffer zone. Have the Boynton residents approached Marathon about a buyout?
Yes, they've been calling for a buyout for years now, and Emma Lockridge, who I interviewed in Boynton, she collected over 200 signatures from people in the neighborhood saying that they wanted a buyout. But when I spoke to Marathon, they said they're not considering any more buyouts. Now, I went to both Oakwood Heights and Boynton, and to me, Boynton is getting the brunt of the emissions. It's closer to the refinery than most of Oakwood Heights. Yet they don't get the buyout. It doesn't make any sense. And when I talked to the women, they said Marathon has realtors, you know, who are going around Boynton and offering, you know, $16,000 for a house. Now, that doesn't really allow someone to move on with their life and move to another place. That's not enough money, really. So they're just wondering why Oakwood Heights got bought out at above market prices. Well, there's no similar offers being made to residents of Boynton.
What would you say were the strongest impressions that you were left with as you walked through Boynton and you talked to these people who live right next to the Marathon refinery?
It was just sad. They have a sense that nobody is listening, and they're dealing with some very horrible health issues that they, you know, there's no health study to explain why. And so, of course, when they see the smoke billowing over their house every day, they assume that it's that. And, I mean, at the homes closest to the refinery in Boynton, you can look out and see the smokestacks from, you know, the kitchen window. And every Saturday they hear a piercing siren alarm that's part of a drill at Marathon. But it impacts the quality of life. And like I said, as you enter Boynton, it seems so idyllic, but every block closer to the refinery, it begins to disintegrate, and there's empty homes, and, people want to get out.
The piece is Life in Michigan's Dirtiest Zip Code, and it is on the Al Jazeera America website, and we've been talking with its producer, Renee Lewis. Renee, thank you so much for talking with us, and it sounds like this really did make an impact personally on you as you got a sense of what these folks in Boynton live with every day.
Thank you.